It's time for our pit stop. Here, we take a brief rest. It's a time to refuel, recharge, and explore shorter topics that are meaningful and helpful to us RVers. Welcome to RV Out West. I'm your host, Brooks. I've been camping in all its various forms for well over 30 years now. I've backpacked the North Cascades and in the Sierra Mountains. I've weighed everything that went into my pack, made spreadsheets with the weight of items so I could carefully plan to estimate the final weight of my pack. I've car camped where I've stuffed as much gear into every nook and cranny of my 1993 Toyota Camry and then upgraded to Athena, my 1978 VW camper bus, who had a sink, a stove, and a bed. I thought then that my purchase of Athena, I had reached the pinnacle of camping luxury. Now, with a 26-foot travel trailer, I've got a bathroom and a queen-size bed and so many amenities. As RVers, we tend to love gear, and I find that it's often one of the topics chatted about around a campfire. Perhaps a recent upgrade or purchase of a new piece of camp equipment to make camp life more interesting and fun. I've put together a list of 7 RV camp life items that are absolutely 100% truly not needed, not required for anyone to have any fun at a campground. Some of these items I personally own and have experience with, while others are on my list and on my radar. Some of these items may seem over the top ridiculous, and others simply solve a solution to make your life a little bit easier. I've put the items in order based on what I own and have used, with the final 3 items are something that I don't own, but I am keeping my eye on them, and they just may join my growing collection of camping gear. So, without further ado, let's dive right in. Countertop ice machine. This handy-dandy piece of equipment has become my go-to favorite. I often joke with people and say, it's not camping unless I can have my ice machine. Personally, I just love how ridiculous it sounds, and it seems to always put a smile on everyone's face, and it's always good for a laugh. It's true, though. This countertop ice machine kicks out rocks every 6 minutes. They are far from the longest-lasting ice cubes, but they do what they need to do. Cool down your cocktail or ice your tea. Elevated Craft Cocktail Shaker. I enjoy making cocktails, and I've come to learn that not all cocktail shakers are created equally. This cocktail shaker was designed in Scottsdale, Arizona by Adam Kraft, a home cocktail enthusiast. And after looking for a perfect shaker, he realized one just didn't exist. So he set out on his own to solve it, and he did. These shakers are $70 and worth every penny. The quality of craftsmanship is exquisite, and I just love that the lid has lines for measuring in both ounces and milliliters. The double wall construction also means it's built like a Yeti. If you are into making your own craft cocktails and enjoy that as part of your camping experience, then once you make the switch to this shaker, you will never go back. Freestanding hammock stand. My Eno Nest double hammock is almost always with me. It's tucked away in my pickup with its straps, so that if the mood and some trees ever align, then I can string it up and I'll be liming, as they say in the Caribbean. Liming means chilling, by the way. The issue I found, even here in the Pacific Northwest, where we have an overabundance of trees, is that the trees do not always align, specifically in my campsites. When the kids are off riding their bikes and the site is quiet, I want to read, or maybe I just want to sit and listen to music, or even take a nap in my hammock. And so what's a fella to do? Well, I purchased a freestanding hammock stand off of Amazon a couple of years ago, and this stand is very easy to set up and to string up the hammock. I've solved the tree problem and can now just relax outside in my hammock. This is a great addition to my camp life that brings me so much joy. RV mattress. When we first bought our RV, it came with a Serta mattress, and we thought, wow, a Serta, that's great. Well, after the first season in the camper, we knew the mattress was going to need to be upgraded. It was a terrible sleep, and we have since learned that RV manufacturers don't really put good mattresses in their RVs, because what's defined as a good mattress is very subjective, and what I like you may dislike. So we splurged and got ourselves a new 10-inch memory foam mattress from the trailer. And I jokingly like to say, I like to think I sleep better in the trailer than I do on our Tempur-Pedic mattress we have at home. The RV queen mattress is not always often included on those top list of things you'll want or need when you first purchase your RV, but I advise you that you should treat yourself to a more luxurious mattress in your RV sooner rather than later. Hey, let's take a break right now and hear from our friends at Camper Alerts. It's summertime and the great outdoors are calling, but did you forget to book a campsite 9 months ago? Well, don't worry. Say goodbye to sold-out campgrounds with Camper Alerts. With Camper Alerts, you can choose your campground, select your site type, and set a personalized alert. And when a site becomes available, they will notify you. It's that simple. Visit camperalerts.com today and start setting your alerts. Inflatable couch. First and foremost, this is one piece of gear that I do not own. In a previous life, I worked in the paddle sports industry, and while working trade shows, we would often use these inflatable couches in our booth so we could give our barking dogs a break. There are two companies who make some wonderful camp sofas, Boat and Air. These companies manufacture rafts, paddle boards, etc., so they have the technology and the materials to make a durable, inflatable couch. If you've not seen one of these, give it a Google search and check them out as they are pretty sweet. And I'm honestly hoping to add this piece of gear to our campsite in the new year. E-bikes. I've been keeping a keen eye on the e-bike industry over the years, as it is with great interest that I want one of these. Not just for the campsite, but I also think I would reduce some of my around town driving if I had an e-bike. This past Father's Day weekend, we were camping with some friends, and my buddy Brian and his wife Amber had just picked up some rad bikes, and they brought them with them to the campsite. Brian was kind enough, or maybe foolish enough, to let me borrow his so I could take it out for a spin. I must admit that bombing around the campground with his bike left me with a grin going ear to ear. They were so much fun to ride. The power assist and the throttle, you just can't help but have you scream, "Wee!" as you go for a ride. I have been actively saving for two bikes for my wife and I, and we will be getting some in 2024. This last item is crazy. Have you seen those Coleman portable hot tubs? Honestly, I think I've seen one person have this set up in their camp. The portable hot tub that I'm talking about is by Coleman. I think this thing is over the top, fun, and a bit crazy to have in a campsite. But hey, we are here talking about camp life luxury, and what is more luxurious than chilling in a hot tub in the campground? Granted, I'm pretty sure you won't want to be hot tubbing in your birthday suits. The setup videos that I've watched make the process seem somewhat effortless, and the box it comes in doesn't seem so large and cumbersome, and it looks like you could easily stow it in your RV when not in use. I don't know if this is something I would want to set up for a weekend trip, but if I knew that we were staying put for a week, then perhaps I would. Have you ever used one of these? If so, I'm really interested. So please drop me a line at rv.out.west@gmail.com or send me a DM on Instagram. I'd like to hear more about your experiences with these hot tubs. I understand that camping means different things to many different people. Those who really love to disperse camp may scoff at any or all of these seven luxury items that I've shared with you today. But that's the fun in all of this. What I find is that camping is the time for us to come together with the people that we cherish and adore. It's our friends and family, and how we all choose to experience the outdoor is not always the same, and that's okay. It's important to be present, to unplug from whatever are the realities of your life in that moment. Maybe it's work and it's piling up. Maybe it's some health scares that put living in perspective. Whatever may be going on in our lives, I steadfastly stand by the idea that a campground and a campfire are sacred times to curate those moments and build those precious memories with those who you love. It doesn't matter if you want to live life as a dirtbag or enjoy a hot tub in your campsite. It's about how you want to live. So get out there and go see what's beyond the horizon.
Thanks so much for listening to RV Out West.
Join us again in 2 weeks with our next episode. Please like and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or wherever you choose to get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. And I sure would appreciate if you left a rating or a review of the show. Special thanks to Scott Holmes Music for providing the intro song, We Are One. RV Out West can be found on Instagram and Facebook, where you can interact with us and follow along on our RV adventures around the Pacific Northwest. So get out there, explore, and go see what's beyond the horizon.